Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket here at HIMSS 2024. I have the privilege of having Kevin Fields, president of ClearSense, with us on the podcast. Kevin, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us all. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Listen, it was a lot of fun being with you and the team yesterday.
Absolutely.
Got to learn a lot about the business, and really it was the reason this interview was inspired.
That's right.
So thank you for doing this today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really appreciate the time and opportunity to share a little bit of our story with you.
Absolutely. So to kick it off for the audience, give us a little bit more on ClearSense.
Yeah.
And a little bit more on you.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Kevin Field. I'm the president of ClearSense. I've been working with ClearSense since almost our inception in 2017. Prior to this, I spent almost a decade working at Epic as an implementation executive. I was there for all the fun of digitization in healthcare when we were really going through all the transformations and bringing live all of these hospital systems on their enterprise Epic platforms and doing those deployments and supporting meaningful use. I spent my last 3 years there actually doing the deployment over in Denmark and bringing live the groups over there, two of the five regions, and getting that to a point of stabilization. And at that point, I decided I was going to shift my attention to what I thought was going to be next in healthcare. And for me, that's really been about the data. And really what ClearSense has focused on is being a healthcare-specific data platform to really help these organizations who made all of these investments in healthcare technologies able to get value from all of that data. So that ranges from everything from all these historical data systems to their active enterprise applications and everything in between. And we work with them to try to really make sure that data can be an asset they can leverage for today and for tomorrow.
That's fascinating, Kevin. Thank you for the history. You were there at the beginning. You saw it all happening and you saw this gap. Does that gap still exist today?
As everybody's been expanding, I think we've been really fortunate that technology is being adopted in these healthcare provider systems, and they really are trying to be innovative. And really what our value proposition, really where we were focusing, even at the inception of the company, was how can we make that data from all these disparate systems be organized in a way that is really obtainable and usable, and then ultimately be able to feed that into whatever solution sets they need to solve their issues. So when we were starting this and working with groups, the inception really came around helping them to take some of their enterprise applications that they had maybe no longer needed to have for production purposes and really needed to maintain the data and help them to archive that. So being able to take and realize and recognize the value of that data while still being able to be able to preserve the information for later use was really our focus. And ultimately, when we were working with these large healthcare organizations, as part of their business case, when they adopted an Epic or a Cerner or whatever those enterprise solutions were, was ultimately to help reduce the redundancy and reduce the cost of maintenance for all those different systems that they had in place. However, without a platform like ours coming in, they were never able to recognize that value. We helped groups get that data offloaded, gave them a really good cost reduction, really good ROI, while also helping to pave the pathway for the future of data maturity with them. And that's really how we've progressed with groups today on making sure that data is usable, available, and something that can actually then be incorporated with their active data to really solve the problems that they have. So today, when we look around at a conference like this, there's a lot of cool technologies, a lot of AI, a lot of analytics endpoints, and ultimately all those are going to be dependent on having good, trusted, quality data. And that's really where we fit in.
I love that. And you mentioned something, data maturity. And here we're at HIMSS.
That's right.
And there's a lot of discussions in FRAM, the maturity model around infrastructure and data adoption. But talk to us about data maturity. Are there any models you guys are looking at? Give us frameworks that you use to judge.
So there are models out there that actually measure data maturity and how organized organizations are for using their data to really become data-driven. We actually take it in two different capacities. So one, we think that every organization is at a different point and they have a different requirement when it comes to data. So we hit this from both a technology side with our platform and helping them get organized and provide transparency and quality around all the data that they use. But we also hit it from an operational side as well. So we have data governance is really an art, and it has to be a cultural change for these groups. So we really help organizations build a governance culture that they can all adapt to. If you happen to be the expert around provider credential information, then you should be the one helping us define what that means for the organization and what data components are important to it, what data sources are important to it, And if I have a question about that, I should come to you. So we really build out this initiative overall where we make champions, we make data stewards, and we really let the organization as a whole start to speak the same language around data and understand how valuable of an asset it is and how to work together using data. So that advisory work really can lead in then to the successful adoption of using data with our platform and other tool sets overall to make sure that data doesn't become an afterthought, but something that really is an asset they can take advantage of.
Love that. Thank you so much for that. Well, a lot of people come to Hinze for different reasons. Why did you come? And what's one insight that's risen to the top for you in the last few days?
We come here, of course, to connect with people and hear great ideas. It's inspiring, right? You come here and you see people that are doing all sorts of really neat, innovative things and leveraging technologies from outside healthcare, bringing them in and using them ways that I'm very happy to see because it's going to ultimately improve the way that we all work together in our communities and serve the people that are around us. The thing that's really stood out for me is that at the end of the day, all of these components, all this AI, all these really cool forward-thinking things are really going to be reliant on trust. And I think that trust is ultimately what we need to be striving for in healthcare. When we're using data to make decisions here, we can't just say, trust me, it works, right? You can't have any sort of black box. It's a little kitschy, but we say we have a clear box approach, right? So we focus on making sure that people can see how decisions were made, where the data is coming from, how business rules and logic were actually applied to it. And ultimately, we'll be able to get to a point where the quality is there. And if the quality is there, then the trust can be there. So when I walk around here, I see a lot of technologies and companies that really can be beneficial to work with and collaborate with to help build trust into their tool sets so they can go solve really cool problems. So being behind the scenes and kind of the empowerment is something that I think is really inspiring for many.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And really, I want to better understand the other side, right? So there's organizations leveraging your platform to better store and move data.
That's right.
But what are common problems that you see in organizations that haven't yet taken advantage of what you guys offer?
That's a really good question. So I think oftentimes what ends up happening is that people don't have access to their data that they in the way that they think they should. So if you are looking to do some sort of analytics use case, or you're trying to be able to get data to researchers, or you're trying to really do a little bit more investigation of how you could use data to solve problems, what typically happens today for organizations is they put in a request, they might get a data extract, that data extract comes out, it goes into the hands of somebody that's going to have to manipulate and curate it to get it prepared, gets handed off to the next person, then they're starting to work and build the analytics out. And by the time they're actually consuming it, the data might be old, it might be really not important anymore for them. And also when they go back the next time to try to derive that same information, they have to remember exactly how they went through those processes. So there ends up really being this conga line, if you will, of data requests, data curation, data quality. And at the end of the day, it doesn't build a lot of trust. So I think what we're starting to see now is organizations realizing that you can't manage a hospital on quarterly reports or quarterly information. You have to be able to get those things consistently put together much more quickly enough that it can actually be operationalized and actually drive some change. So I think we're seeing this shift now from organizations saying that we really want to be data-driven to saying, okay, we say that, what does that mean? How do we start to do data management at scale? And how can we really build a culture around data or organization?
Love that. People are watching and listening to us today. And maybe they're wondering, how can I get started? Where's a good place to start? This is too big to tackle. What advice would you give them on that?
So the great thing is whenever you're tackling data and you're actually working on building this culture and applying the technology, you can start wherever you are today, right? This doesn't have to be a massive overhaul of an enterprise and all get everything moving at once. You can really start both by single solutions that really drive a lot of value or single regions that are most important and at the priority. So we see a lot of organizations actually start with the low-hanging fruit of being able to rationalize their applications and archive data. And ultimately, that archival helps them with those cost reductions quickly. They can see the value, they can understand it, and we can really start chipping away there and start to build the confidence as we continue to move forward. If we're actually doing something more like data management, and doing with active data, we can start with a single componentry. Maybe you're really focused on how do we make our provider data more accurate or trustworthy? We can go there and start to work with that and the source systems around provider information so that we can really kind of build the confidence and trust there. So it is a journey when you start to work on building data governance as a culture and adopting these types of things, it really is something that grows with you. So these are not just a start and stop. It really becomes part of like how groups operate day to day. And it's truly a shift in the way that they can manage their culture and actually use data for good.
Some really practical advice, Kevin. Thank you so much for that. Another theme, and this is the last one we'll touch on. Sure. When you talk about data and you're talking about healthcare, you're obviously thinking about security, safety. Talk to us about how the platform gives that to the users.
Yeah. So anytime you're dealing with data in healthcare, especially, security has to be at the forefront. We tackle that in a couple of different ways. One, just by the work that we do. So we're helping to retire some of these legacy applications and shut those off. We preserve the data, of course, but we allow them to actually turn off the licensing and the support that they have for those historical applications, as you're only as strong as your weakest link when it comes to security. So if those systems and are connected to your servers and to your network, those become vulnerability points, right? So we really try to help reduce that footprint on their end by pulling all that data together into our secure environment and be able to shut those systems off. And we, of course, within our platform, we are HITRUST certified, SOC 2 Type 2. We always are staying current when it comes to the security footprint. And we can also deploy within clients' public cloud environments as well as working together with that. So if you're in AWS, we can work together with you in AWS, or we have our own private cloud as well. So security is always there at the top, and it's something that we take very seriously.
Well, that's fantastic and reassuring to hear, Kevin. So look, I want to thank you today. If you're going to leave our listeners and viewers with a call to action, what would you leave them with? And what's the best place they can get in touch with you?
I would say call to action. If you're thinking about how do we become data-driven, start now. You can start small. You don't have to worry about it being overly daunting or anything else. The small steps that you take there are actually going to help you get further and further along. And ultimately, as you start to really think about data as something that can transform your organizations, don't underestimate it. It's absolutely something that is going to be extremely valuable. It's allowing people to cut costs, drive efficiencies, have better insights into their organization. And ultimately, I think it's going to be what helps healthcare launch ahead overall. And if you want to get in contact with me, you can reach out at kevin@clearsense.com.
Amazing, Kevin. Thank you so much. Listeners, viewers, want to thank you guys for tuning into this podcast today. In the show notes, you'll find the ways to get in touch with Kevin. They're full of resources for you to continue learning. So we'll leave links for you to check out the ClearSense website. Thank you guys for tuning in. Take action on what you heard today. And Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Thanks again. Really appreciate it.